Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. Brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store kettlebell hot spot where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. To the sports line we go. We welcome back to the program head coach of the Western Panthers, Nick Rulowitz, joining us here today. Hey, coach, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. We're doing well here.
Boy, it's been a couple 3 weeks since we've had a conversation before the Northwest game, and that was a really good win for you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Northwest is a team, when we played them, they were starting to gain some momentum in terms of their win-loss record, and we obviously, it's always a rivalry anytime Western and Northwest get together. Our guys really started to catch on the second half, and we played a good half of football to finish out and get that win and get rolling into Harper Creek the next week. Obviously, we had a couple injuries, and we've had to face some adversity this year in terms of injuries and such, so I'm proud of our guys for battling through that, not only that Northwest game, but the weeks after that as well.
Yeah, and I mean, you're doing okay on the season so far. You got a 4-3 record. You've got a good shot at the postseason right now, and it seems like the tail end of the season. I know there's no off nights, but I mean, let's be honest, facing Marshall, facing Coldwater is probably a little bit easier than facing a Lumen or facing a Hastings.
Well, at this point in the season, being 4-3, you're fighting for your playoff life.
Yeah.
So every week obviously matters even more so than normal. Obviously, just getting into the playoffs, getting that opportunity to extend our season into the postseason is a goal that we have as a team and as a program. So taking each week, one week at a time, staying focused on what we need to do to beat Marshall. Obviously, we need to have a great practice tonight and also tomorrow. Going into Friday, be prepared, be focused. Our word this week is, our term this week is team first. We got to be stick together. And like I said, going to Friday's game, completely prepared and focused on beating a decent Marshall team. They've got some athletes all over the field. They do some really good things, and we need to make sure that we bring our A game on Friday and do the same thing with Coldwater the following week and kind of let the playoff picture sort itself out in terms of who we could possibly play. But yeah, this late in the season, you always want to be playing your best brand of football and continue to get better each week.
Coach Nick Rulowitz here on The Daily on Fox Sports. So when you're getting ready for Marshall, you said they've got some talent. What are they going to do? I haven't looked at any tape on Marshall yet. What are they going to do? Is it a ground game or an air attack, good mix? What are you preparing for on defense right now?
Well, the last 6 weeks, we've gone against a ton of ground game. In the I-8, you're going to face a lot of ground-and-pound type football teams, tight ends, running backs, fullbacks, things of that nature. Marshall is going to spread you out. They will run some RPO, run pass option type stuff. They'll run inside zone, things of that nature. So our guys just need to be ready in terms of the run game, but also the pass game that can come with we get out of position, they're gonna pass the ball on you. So once again, we get a chance to face a spread team this week. Let our athletes play, and like I said, I like our matchups against the guys that we see.
What do you tell your backs, like when you're facing an RPO, and there's you know, a few teams that are heavy in RPO. Joe Cassie and myself, we're in the booth. We get faked out all the time when we're watching a team that's heavy in the RPO. How do you get your backs to key in on that and make sure they stick with their assignments?
Reading your keys, really just reading what your guy is doing. If we're playing man coverage, obviously you need to read your keys. For in a zone type coverage, reading your keys, trusting the guys around you that they are also doing that, being disciplined as a defense and not getting out of position. It's really not much different than facing like a wing T team, making your right reads, focusing on what you have to do in your role within that defense, within the context of the scheme, and just doing your job and trusting that the other guys on that defense are also doing their job as well.
Western Panther coach Nick Rulowitz on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. What are you going to do on offense to effectively move the ball on Marshall's D? Are you going to be run? Are you going to be pass? What's their weakness, and what are you going to do to take advantage of it?
Well, each week we always try to attack the other team's weaknesses. You know, this week is no different. We like to try to have a good balance in terms of run pass. if we can have the opportunity to pass, off of our run, play action passes, things like that, that's huge for us. Running the ball, obviously we're an option team, so being able to establish a run and reestablish that line of scrimmage and play power football, that's what we want to do if we're able to. And I feel like our offensive line is playing at a good level right now, and we can do that. So I would say if you're watching us on Friday, you'd see probably a good mixture of run pass.
Last regular season home game for the seniors. And this is always a big night. This is always a big, I mean, this is probably for me, this is probably bigger than homecoming, because these guys have given you everything for several years now. Tell us about some of the seniors on your team again.
I can't speak enough about our senior group. They're a great group of guys. They've stuck together, obviously, midway through their high school career. There's a coaching change. Coach Mifsud moves on after their sophomore year. They're learning new systems as juniors. My first year last year and my coaching staff's first year last year. And going into their senior year, obviously we had really wanted to be better record-wise than 4-3, but I feel like these kids have given me everything that they can. We've got some great kids out here. And like I said, our seniors have done a nice job. A lot of them lead by example. They do things the right way all the time, whether it be at practice, on the field, in the classroom, in the hallways, out in our community. We just have some great seniors. And I'm going to miss them. I'm going to miss them. I want to extend this season out, their football career out as long as we possibly can, make a run in the playoffs, do what we can to do to keep them involved in football. And one thing about our program, you never truly graduate from our program here at Western. Guys are always more than welcome to come back, work with our guys, and that's how tradition begins, is you have guys from the past come back and say, hey, I remember this. This is how we do things here. And our seniors are an outstanding group like that. This week we get Caden Oliver back. He was injured in the Northwest game. He's going to be able to come back and share in our senior night activities here, and that will be a special night. I don't have any control over whether or not we have a home playoff game, so we're going to treat this Friday night like it's the last night on our field.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to being out there. Best of luck the rest of the season. And, Coach, we appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Have a good one.
Coach Nick Rulowitz joining us here today on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.